Dreamscape presents Openly Straight by Bill Konigsberg. Narrated by Pete Cross. 1. If it were up to my dad, my entire life would be on video. Anything I do, he grabs his phone. "Opal," he'll yell to my mother, "Rafe is eating cornflakes. We gotta get this on film." He calls it film. Like instead of an iPhone, he has an entire movie crew there filming me. So when he pulled his Saturn View hybrid up to a hulking building with a stone facade and I leapt out of the car to examine my new home for the first time, I wasn't shocked that he went straight for his cell. "Act like you're arriving home after 3 years overseas in the army," he said, his left eye hidden behind the phone. "Do some cartwheels." "I don't think soldiers do cartwheels," I said. "And no." "It was worth a shot," he said. The thing about it is nobody ever watches these videos. I have seen him record literally weeks worth of video, and I've never, ever seen him watch any of it. Or put any of it on the face place, as he calls it, which he is always threatening to do. "I'm going to throw that thing if you don't put it away," I said. "Seriously, enough." He removed the phone from in front of his eye and gave me a hurt look as he stood there in his Birkenstocks, his knobby knees glistening in the sun. "You would not throw my child." "Dad, I'm your child." "Well, yeah," he said, "but you don't take videos." He pocketed his other child, and we stood side by side in awe of the stone fortress that was going to be my dorm, East Hall. All around us, families were unloading boxes and suitcases onto the sidewalk. Guys were shaking hands and thumping fists like old friends. It was a steamy day, and the huge oak tree near the front entrance was the only break from the hot sun. A few parents sat on the grass there, watching the car-to-dorm caravan. Cicadas buzzed and hissed, their invisible cacophony pressing into my inner ear. "Well, they don't make 'em like this back in Boulder," Dad said. He was pointing to the old building, which was probably built before Boulder was even a city. "That they don't," I said, the words nearly getting caught in my throat. I felt as if every homework assignment I'd ever toiled over, every test I'd ever aced, it was all for a reason. Finally, here it was. My chance for a do-over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?